Imagine your marriage healthy, thriving, and fun again. Welcome to the Coach Martez and Wadrina Show, the ultimate power couple helping you with understanding love, accepting truth, and changing perspective. Certified professional life and marriage coach, Martez Layton, and licensed therapist, Wadrina Layton, are here to help you step up your game when it comes to marriage, relationships, and so much more. With 30 years of marriage under their belt and a proven track record of mending broken bonds, you can rely on Coach Martez and Wadrina to empower you and your loved ones to have a strong connection for life. The Coach Martez and Wadrina Show starts now.
Good afternoon.
Hello,
good afternoon.
Hello,
happy Wednesday to you. Happy Love Month, Black History Month. Man, we're so glad you all are joining us today. Again, I'm Coach Martez.
And I'm licensed therapist Wadrina Layton.
And you are listening to the Coach Martez and Wadrina Show here on Transformation Talk Radio. We're talking about understanding love, accepting truth, and changing your perspective. And stay with us as we get ready to discuss sexuality, spirituality, and success in your relationship, but not just those three, but managing them.
Yes. And as we do every week, we're just looking forward to having an enjoyable conversation around walking out the journey of love, life, and fulfilling purpose as we share with you practical tips, new insights, and perspectives that will help you to improve your relationships, communicate better, walk in forgiveness, and just simply love one another better.
Okay, I love that. I love that, Wadrina. And so I know this is, we just had Valentine's Day weekend. So I know Wadrina wants to talk about this question.
Whatever you want to talk about.
Oh, here we go. Okay. So hopefully everybody enjoyed, you know, whether it was Valentine's, whether it was love, whether it was just a sweet moment. Hope you had a great time. I know we had a great weekend.
Yeah, we did.
You
we
know,
did.
You did.
Well, yeah, we had a great weekend.
So now let's talk about the fun.
Y'all know I'll never know what Martez has going on in his head. But anyway, so before we go just share our little fun fact. I didn't know if you wanted to switch it up and share something with Valentine's Day.
Good music, good food, good times, good night.
Yeah, we did. And we hope everybody else out there, you know, had an enjoyable Valentine's with the one you love.
Yes.
And Valentine's is every day with us. You know, with
That's
couples,
true.
We should always be celebrating one another and celebrating our love for one another. But we're just going to get into our fun fact. And the question is, if you had to eat one type of food every day for the rest of your life, what would it be? What would that one type of food be? What comes to your mind when you think about, if I had to eat this one food for the rest of my life, what would it be?
Now, you know, so now, of course, if I could choose a meal, I would say breakfast is my favorite part. So now, breakfast food, I could just eat breakfast food the rest of my life.
For every day, just any type of breakfast.
My grandma did that to me. You know, just because Wadrina knows I'm a breakfast man. So if we traveling or whatever, and I can't eat till 12 or 1 o'clock, she know I'll be like, nah, I got to go get some type of breakfast before I do a regular meal. So I would say breakfast.
Okay, breakfast food can be your choice.
Exactly.
That's good.
That
breakfast
I love.
Food. Yeah.
But if you said a specific, then I would be like, probably chicken.
Okay.
Because, you know, I like chicken grilled. I like chicken in the air fryer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I do
like
chicken
fried. You like it all types.
We don't really eat that much fried.
Well, I know, but when we do.
I mean, if we have it, I do. But, you know, grilled, smoked, you know,
Them chicken wings.
Oh, yeah.
Them chicken tenders.
Chicken,
they
fried. Now, you are right. I do love people when they have really good chicken tenders.
Exactly.
Like at Houston's here in Atlanta.
Right, well, they don't have those
Oh,
anymore,
my gosh. Remember? Yep.
They did away
gosh.
With those.
Yep.
They were the best, though.
So, what about you?
Oh, my favorite food would be potatoes.
Don't oh, yeah.
Eat
oh,
my potatoes,
gosh.
Breakfast,
yep.
lunch, and dinner.
She done turned me into potatoes. Now, I be wanting to have hash browns with my brother.
Yeah, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I cook them all different types of ways, but I could eat that food for the I could eat potatoes for the rest of my life.
Being from Birmingham, Alabama, my grandmother never made hash browns. I didn't know what a hash brown was until I met you. I didn't know what a hash brown was. Now all of a sudden, I want hash browns too for breakfast.
Yes. So that's just
a fun fact.
You know, for about us, because we love to just
Wadrina
talk about
is a
things.
Foodie.
I am a foodie. So, you know, I am a foodie. So it is what it is. Okay. So anyway, let's get into our discussion on managing, you know, sexuality, spirituality, and success in your relationship. Mm-hmm. You know, when you think about your relationship, have you ever felt overwhelmed, you know, trying to balance your spiritual life, your sexual relationship, and your career or business success? Mm-hmm. Do you sometimes feel as if you must choose between your spiritual fulfillment or your sexual fulfillment, like you have to choose between the two? You know, is it healthy for your relationship for you to just focus on succeeding in your career, you know, and everything else just fall in place after that? Or, you know, having balance in these areas is really just key. You know, that's really important. It creates a deeper level of emotional and mental intimacy in your relationship. It's key. It's like we need to find balance because all three are equally important. Mm-hmm. So let's just get started on discussing sexuality. I know you were
That's all, Jacob. We'll talk about that when we come back from the break. Yeah. Yeah, I love that too, Jacob. So let me just say first about why this is so important, because I'm not sure where you are when you're coming in, listening to the show, if you've ever listened before, if you know anything about our past. And so for Wadrina and I, we're definitely two people who have a strong faith in God. And even when we first married, that was always our heart, you know, having that faith in God, having a love for God. Mm-hmm. And so even for me, one time in my life, my dream was to be a pastor, you know, and I actually was operating in that capacity once in my life as being a pastor, being a minister, being a pastor, in different areas of leadership. And so the reason why we wanted to talk about this is because a lot of times we don't know how to balance those things. Mm-hmm. And I remember that was something that was really causing a challenge in our marriage. Mm-hmm. We didn't really realize it back then, but we know now, you know, we've been married for over 30 years. But when we first got started, we were just so passionate about our walk with Christ and doing the things that God put in our hearts. And so, and then at the time, that spirituality was like, that was the most important thing. And so it was really overpowering. Mm-hmm. And then we didn't know how to balance it. And we was young. Mm-hmm. So, but when it came to the sexuality and being sexual with one another, mm-hmm. well, Wadrina, that's one of her primary love languages. That was very important for her. Mm-hmm. But then that was lacking because it wasn't a primary for me. But then on the spiritual piece, I'm giving 120% mm-hmm. in that area. And then being in the military young, wanting to succeed, and then starting a business, you know, at 30 years old on our own. And so now I'm going into really pursuing this success as being a business owner. So then you got the spiritual, you got the sexual, and then you have the success. And it's like managing that was something that was challenging. So that's the reason why we're talking about this. Mm-hmm. And we really have some knowledge around this because of the fact in our relationship, the sexuality for years was missing, mm-hmm. but the spirituality was strong and the success was really mm-hmm. strong for that drive. But then you don't have that. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's true. And it was. And so we had to find that balance. And when we talk about sexuality, you know, in your marriage, it's just not about, you know, the sex and having fun, mm-hmm. but it's also about, you know, the intimacy that we share right. with one another, right. you know, our closeness, our support and companionship with one mm-hmm. another, because, you know, like we said, that wasn't there.
Right.
It was the balance wasn't there. So,
all.
You know, that. It's all inclusive. It's all equally important. Mm-hmm. You know, your sexual feelings, your thoughts and your attractions towards your spouse. It's like mm-hmm. it has to be there. You know, your spirituality can't overpower that to the point where you feel like I'm too spiritual to have these thoughts
right.
about you.
That was me at one time
right.
in our marriage.
And so that was something that mm-hmm. we lived through. I'm too spiritual to do that, mm-hmm. you know, to please you in that way. Mm-hmm. And it's like there has to be a balance.
And see, and again, when Wadrina is saying this, and everybody knows we're very transparent, honestly, that was a time, you know, in my life, in our marriage, actually sexually pleasing my wife, that wasn't even at the top of my list. That could have been like third or fourth. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But then too, that's not a primary love language of mine. But you know, when you're in a relationship, you want to give your spouse what they desire.
Yeah.
Not have your spouse just simply give you what you desire right. and don't give them the love they desire. Mm-hmm. And so that's why, again, you know, this wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I'm very about my praying, about my mm-hmm. fasting, about my reading, mm-hmm. but I wasn't about, well, babe, are you happy?
Right, exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
And one of the questions that I always share with our clients to ask their partner, you know, is don't just say to yourself, oh no, me and my wife, you know, we're good. We're good. No, that's not the question you want to ask. Mm-hmm. The question you want to ask is ask them, you know, what about our sexual life really makes you happy?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? I'm just telling you because mm-hmm. you want to talk about scripture. Mm-hmm. Cause that, hey, that I use, you know what I'm saying? You want to talk about scripture. You want to talk about mm-hmm. your career. Mm-hmm. You want to talk about your business. But what I'm telling you, when you're talking about in this love month and really taking your relationship to a different level, mm-hmm. you have to be able to go at deeper levels of compassion and understanding in the level of intimacy. Mm-hmm. We can't just overlook that.
Mm-hmm. And that is so true. And then just to, you know, read this studies report that couples who are passionate about each other can more easily solve problems, including mm-hmm. things dealing with their children, extended family, and financial issues. Mm-hmm. It strengthens your marital bond, which helps you to be able to face life challenges together.
Right.
So it's very important for you both to be on the same page when it comes right. to your intimacy and your sexual connection with one another. So it's like, you know, what Martez said, which I know we'll talk more about, you know, it's very important to communicate, you know, and be truthful and honest with one another, you know, and just know we're a team. So whatever I say, I'm not coming at you. You asked me a question. How is our sexual life right now? How pleased are you? Then I'm giving you a honest answer. And that's really the place where we have to get to, you know, in our relationship so that we can be fulfilled, because it's not fair for one to be fulfilled and fine and the other one not. We both have to be happy.
Right. And like you say, you know, Wadrina always says, I don't know where Martez's head is. You know what I'm saying? So this is what I want to challenge you to do. She has no idea. I just want to challenge you, you know, just to really get with your wife, you know what I'm saying? Have on your birthday suit and just really look at her and say, you know what? Or your husband, you know what? I know God wants me to allow you to enjoy all of this. No, I'm for real. Because what I'm saying is, we don't tell us, again, we're talking about the balance. So when you are being spiritual and you're being successful, you just think about what the kids enjoy. You and think about what the job enjoy. How many times have you looked at your spouse and said, you know what? Not only do I want you to enjoy me, I know God wants you to enjoy. Yeah. It takes, I'm telling you all, look, this is over 30 years of marriage mm-hmm. and we're at a different place than where we've been mm-hmm. years previous. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, it makes a difference when you understand the connection between God and your intimacy mm-hmm. with your spouse. Mm-hmm. Man, it's real. I'm mm-hmm. telling y'all. Y'all know, mm-hmm. I'm just telling you the mm-hmm. truth now.
Yep. No, that is so true. And so, you know, I don't really want to,
we'll come back.
Yeah, I want to talk about, you know, being sexual in your relationship,
yeah.
you know, because it is, you know, with life, with career and
this is
everything, it's like, yeah, we have to be able to balance this. So, you know, we're just going to take a quick break. But when we come back, we're going to get into discussing, you know, being sexual in your relationship. We just want to just talk about that a little bit and share a few points on that.
Definitely.
So you have been listening to the Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton Show. And when we come back, we're going to continue this discussion on managing sexuality, spirituality, and your success in your relationship.
Let's go. We'll be right back.
in that someday attitude, living the same day over and over again with no action? The Becoming You Show, big ideas that inspire, impact, and influence your life with Leah Rowling is for you. Tune in every Friday at 11 a.m. Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will have you feeling inspired to take action with purpose and intention. For more information and to get in touch with me, visit www.leahrowling.com.
Are you feeling lost in this journey we call life? When you awaken the truth of your patterns, limitations, and beliefs, you can start to heal relationship with yourself, others, and your circumstances. I'm Ritika Rose, life coach, author, and speaker. My mission is to help you align with your most powerful, authentic self and transform how you experience your inner and outer world. Find the confidence and peace to live the highest version of your life. Visit RitikaRose.com.
Welcome back to the Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton Show, where we're just talking about managing sexuality, spirituality, and success in your relationship. It's a good topic. Man, I wish we had some other folk talking about it. You know what I'm saying? I know y'all would be wanting to chime in on this right here.
So, you know, before the break, we were just talking about, you know, being, you know, sexuality and being sexual in your relationship, you know, and Coach Martez shared a very interesting challenge, you know, for you to do, you know, with your spouse. But, you know, as far as being sexual in your relationship, you want to make sure that, you know, you make an effort, you know, to have sex on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. So whatever that looks like with you. Whatever that looks like for your relationship, being spontaneous, being playful, scheduling. I know a lot of people don't like that, but if that's what it takes when you're balancing career and, you know, you have to make sure in the children, you have to make sure that, you know, you're having it on a regular basis because it's key in your relationship.
Right. And if you're having difficulty getting into the mood, think about what makes you feel relaxed and sensually and share openly and honestly. Mm-hmm. Because I'm telling you, a lot of times, you know, we asked one of the couples, you know, that we're working with, and we just say, you know what, we'll ask the other partner, you know, what actually helped them to get into the sexual mood? And you'll be surprised the things that they say, and they'll really be like, no, not really. I just was doing that because you. So what I'm saying, when we say share openly, this is what I'm saying. This cannot be a taboo topic. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Kids don't come from birds. You know, don't stork drop off no kid at your house. Mm-hmm. Sex is something that is supposed to be enjoyable between a husband and a wife. This is not a taboo topic. Yeah. So what I'm saying is you want to be open with your partner and just let them know, no, this is what really gets me into the mood. Yeah. These are things that I enjoy. And you want to be honest. And if you don't, then just tell them, because I'm sure, you know, years ago, I ain't know that about no mood. Yeah. I'm just telling you, I ain't getting about no mood. Who told me about a mood? That's, you know what I'm saying? I'm 51 years old. So if I knew if you're in your 40s, I really be wanting to ask you, did your parents talk to you about the mood? Did anybody? So I'm just saying, and being realistic and being honest, most of the time, unless you have specifically read a book about this, you don't know. You just shooting off the hip and what you think you know. So that's why I'm telling you, you want to talk about this with your spouse. You know, and just really find out what really puts you in the mood.
Right. And then it doesn't have to always be, you know, being sexual doesn't always have to be intercourse.
Exactly.
You know, you just have to think about, you know, what does it take for you to feel close and connected with your partner and enjoy your sexuality with one another. And that's what you all do.
Right.
You know, you have to, you know, create your own intimacy with one another. So it doesn't have to be that. But it's very important that, you know, you be and feel sexy.
Right.
It's kind of like your challenge before the break. Exactly. You know,
I'm telling
that,
you, I'm
that's
telling
gonna you. Make you be and feel sexy right
now.
I want
you just to remember that now. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, I just want you to take the opportunity. I promise you, if you actually tell your spouse, absolutely, with your birthday suit on, however you want to do it.
Well, with your lingerie,
however you want to do it. I know God wants you to enjoy all of me. I'm telling you, you got to connect that way. I guess if you like me, you know, that came up with the with the spiritual parents and grandparents just putting that in me. You know, sometimes you need to understand that, because that's how you begin to balance it.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, you'll place all your priority into being successful, into your spiritual relationship. Mm-hmm. But then it's like your husband gets scraps.
Yep.
Your wife gets scraps. Mm-hmm. But your business gets everything.
Right.
Your career, your job, they get it all.
Right.
The kids get it all. Mm-hmm. They see you at the best. But then when it comes to me, it's like, you know, right. I'm going to just give you what I give you. No, yeah. I don't want that. Keep it.
Right. That's funny. But then also, you know how we talked about earlier about making sure that you have it on a regular basis. And if you need to schedule it.
Oh, yes, for real.
Also, another thing, you want to make sure that you initiate it too, and don't always rely on your spouse to initiate.
Good. That's good.
You know, sometimes you have to take the lead. It's like, okay, I'm going to, and like we said, it's not always spiritual. I'm going to take the lead and plan a date night, because we know date nights lead to, you know, our good nights.
Right.
So it's like, you want to take the lead and like, okay, I'm gonna plan a night for us. I'm gonna set this mood, you know, for some intimacy. So we have to make sure we're not just sitting and relying on our spouse, because sometimes in relationships you'll have one of the spouses or partners that's their strong suit, like planning, planning our trips, planning things. But sometimes, even though that's their strong suit, they want you to do it sometimes.
That is true. That's good.
So sometimes it's important for you to initiate and plan stuff yourself, you know. So then not just rely on your spouse, your partner to do it all.
And that is good, because again, like I say, with Drina and I, you know, depending on your love language, if physical touch is not really one of your love languages, I mean, if that's not one of your high love languages, you may not know how to take that step and take that initiative, because it just doesn't come to your mind like that, you know. But then that's, we talk about these three D's here, which is discipline, desire, and delight. You have to sometimes go through the phase of discipline to understand it's not about me. It's about what matters to the person that I love.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So you have to really accept that, you know, this is what my spouse loves. Mm-hmm. This is what they love. So what I'm going to do is focus and be intentional on doing things that make them feel loved and make them feel valued and appreciated.
That's so true.
And if this sexuality or this sexual piece is very important to them, I got to be intentional about meeting that and giving that to them.
Yeah, that's true.
I had to do that. I tell everybody, man. I'm telling you.
And you're not alone. That's many people.
Yeah.
You know, we're all different. Mm-hmm. Like our whatever, you know, my weaknesses are not yours, and vice versa. My strengths are not your strengths. Mm-hmm. So we're different. So it is going to take some discipline, desire, and delight to be that person that we need to be in our relationship.
Right. We just want you to know it's definitely about balancing it.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, you know, when Wadrina was talking about the schedule, you know, you got to think about now how much goes on, you know, with our day. And then when you go to adding kids, then you got meetings, and then, I mean, you got work, you got, you know, with COVID, it kind of caused us to start working from home.
Mm-hmm.
But even when you weren't working from home, you could have an hour traffic ride to work, back home, then you got dinner, then you got this, homework, baths, all of these things could be going on, and you won't even realize it, that really, I don't even have energy for my spouse, for my partner, because of the fact I've given all. So that's why when she says, you know, you want to schedule this and make that be like a meeting, make that be like something. If you had to go to a PTA meeting with your kids, or you had to do something, you know, like you had to do, get your hair done, get a manicure, you put that on your schedule. That's the same way you want to do with sex. You want to make sure that, you know what, this is just as much as a priority as getting my nails done, getting a manicure, getting my hair done, getting this done. You want to make that a priority, just like we do when it comes to our spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every morning I have my time of worship.
Mm-hmm.
Every morning I'm going to read some scripture. Every morning I'm going to do this.
Right.
But if I'm the same way I'm giving God that priority, you want to be able to give your spouse that same priority.
That's right. It has to be a balance. And so, and you know, and moving into spirituality, you know, is crucial to the health and success of every marriage.
Yes.
You know, I know we've talked about this before, you know, on the show, you know, couples with a strong share of faith and who put their faith and trust in God, you know, they're much more, you know, closer to one another. It's easier to help them to solve issues and challenges that they may have. you know, because, and then also when your faith is strong and your spirituality is strong and you have that shared faith in God, you also are more apt. And I don't know why I'm about to say this, but you should be, because everybody may not be here yet, mm-hmm. but you know, you're more apt to apologize and, you know, and forgive, you know, it's like we walk in a humbleness, and it's more like, because we receive God's grace. So therefore we know that's something that we have to be willing to give to our partners. We have to be able to show them some grace because we're receiving God's grace on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. So when you have that shared faith and, you know, that spiritual component in your relationship, it's like, yeah, you're going to be quick to apologize. You're not going to hold those grudges. You know, even if you do, you're going to be convicted because you're going to know, now I'm wrong. I shouldn't be holding this grudge.
Right. But I will want to say this, guys, because I you know, and gals, to everybody, you know, because Ladrina, you know, she be forgetting sometimes. I know, you know, she's a licensed therapist now. She's been married for over 30
that's
years.
That's what I said.
But I'm just saying.
In the beginning, it's hard.
It's a maturity level. Right. You know, Wadrina definitely back in 1993.
I said, and you might not be there now, but this is where we should
this your
be.
Goal.
This is where you should be, because I definitely was not there. And I mean, that's a whole nother show. Because literally we had this conversation the other day, you know, when you're talking about the love month and loving God, loving yourself and loving others, it's like a lot of my first getting to know God was painful.
Yeah.
I went through with church people and in the church, it was very painful for me. So in that case, then it was really hard for me to accept God's love for me. So if I can't accept God's love for me, then how am I love myself and love my husband?
That's for real.
So that's a whole nother show right there. Like I said, what I'm saying is a maturity level. Once you get to this place where you're walking in a shared faith with your spouse, right, and you understand that God is the center of our relationship, it does become easier to walk in forgiveness and grace towards one another, and just, you know, understand, right, you know what, you know, like I said, I'm there now, but yeah, that's true. It took me years to get here, but I'm here now.
But I will say this, like I tell everybody, but we didn't have a coach.
That is so true.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's what we tell people. Y'all got us, so y'all should get there quick.
You know what I'm saying? We didn't have a coach.
Exactly.
We, you know, back in our day, back in 1991, wasn't nobody talking about, you know, the ways to communicate,
the ways to
deal with conflict. Well, put it like this, in the Black church, they weren't talking about it. But I'm just saying, though, you know, it is a test when it comes to that spirituality and that maturity to get to that place where you absolutely understand, you know, about the grace, about the forgiveness.
Yeah.
But definitely this is also vitally important in your marriage when we're talking about balancing those things, because that is a balance. Because when you go to work, you may have to forgive a manager. You may have to forgive a coworker, but then you go right back to work.
Mm-hmm.
You got to keep doing the job and you got to keep working together.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, the same way you forgive that coworker, you forgive that manager, because you still got to go to work every day.
Yeah.
Well, that's how it is in your marriage.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You don't want to keep grudges. You don't want to keep these things going, because if this is the person I've committed my life to, then from a balance standpoint, you know what? I got to let some things go, because we have to work together.
Right.
And so that spirituality is vitally important to the health of your marriage and being able to balance that.
Yeah. And then trusting and seeking God together will help you to lead to intimacy in all areas of your relationship.
Yeah.
You know, it really helps you in other areas of your relationship tremendously.
Yeah, because when you have that peace, and you have that grace, and then that love vibration just starts to, you know what I'm saying? You love easy when you got God's grace and God's peace upon your life and in your heart like that. You love easy.
I mean, that is so true. And then also, you know, spirituality in your relationship cultivates oneness and a meaningful sense of purpose in your marriage. You know, because it's like, you know, you always have to think about, you know, what is the purpose of our union? What is the purpose of our marriage together? Why did God put us together?
Yeah. And there's always a purpose. Yeah. Every couple has that. Well, I know we got to get ready to go to break.
But you have been listening to the Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton Show right here on Transformation Talk Radio. And when we come back, we're going to continue this discussion on managing sexuality, spirituality, and success in your relationship. Stay tuned.
All right.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to Boss Up Babes, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com.
Have you been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, Lee, Yvonne in the Realm of Beings each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shake the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness. Be a champion for yourself. And we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Beings.
Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com. What did you say your name was?
Welcome back. Welcome back. You're listening to the Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton Show. We have been discussing managing sexuality, spirituality, and success in your relationship. But before we continue, I want to make sure everyone knows how to connect with us. If you want to connect with us or work with my wife and I, you know, not only do we just talk for a living, she's a licensed therapist. I'm a certified professional life and marriage coach. We actually work with couples every day, changing their lives, improving communication, improving their sexual relationship and intimacy in their relationship, helping them to balance these things that we're talking about. And that's why we're talking about this to everyone today, because we see how much this becomes challenges in relationships. But if you want to find us on Facebook, you can do Dream Builders Marriage Coaching and Counseling. On Instagram, you can connect with me at Coach Martez. Wadrina, it's at Wadrina Layton. And on Twitter, it's Coach Martez and at Wadrina L. We would love to hear from you. We would love your comments, questions, and, you know, definitely connect with us. We would love that.
That's right. So before the break, we were talking about managing, you know, the balance between sexuality and spirituality in your relationship. Mm-hmm. And now we're going to move into, you know, success, you know, bringing success in and managing that in your relationship. Because just like with spirituality and your sexual intimacy, successful couples have the ability to solve problems and let it go. They focus on taking care of issues rather than attacking the person. Even when they are angry, they find ways to be upset and stay close at the same time. Yeah. Once the matter is resolved, they forgive and forget. And it's like Martez says, you know, if you're listening, you may not be there. We weren't always there, but it's just a place that as you continue to work towards being that, you'll get there. Mm-hmm.
And see, again, when we talk about success, the reason why this is so important, because when you look at the way, you know, whether you want to say our children or whether we are now, it's like pretty much everybody is driven to succeed. You know, it's like success, you know, it's like, and then for some people, they don't even feel successful unless they've obtained something or achieved something. And so then they never, you really don't never really find balance with that. And so then that's why when you look at success, spirituality, and sexuality, it's so important to manage those, because it actually gives you a more holistic mindset in your relationship. Mm-hmm. You know, when we talk about that balance and talk about that insight of knowing, you know, what is missing. And a lot of times you just want to make sure that passion and that drive mm-hmm. in neither one of those areas is pretty much like it's just in burnout mode. But then the other ones are just left dormant.
Right.
You know, and I just say that from becoming an entrepreneur at the age of 30 years old and everything I had to do from going from being a military man for 12 years, getting a paycheck every 2 weeks, to now being an entrepreneur and you don't get paid unless the business is making money mm-hmm. and just really wanting to make this work. And so you can really be driving and driving and doing everything. But then it's like, but I done forgot about old father. Mm-hmm. You know what? Man, I ain't even had time to pray. Mm-hmm. I ain't even had time to read. I ain't even had time to meditate or just kind of allow my mind to come at peace. And then when you think about sex, making time. Love with your wife, man, I ain't had time for that. I've been so tired. So what I'm saying, because you're going so hard in this one area, you forget to focus on those other two. And so that's why, again, we're talking about, you know, what that success looks like in a balanced area, because we see what it kind of looks like when it's driven improperly.
Yeah.
You know, you're hitting all of your benchmarks. You're hitting all of those sales targets or commissions or all of those things. But then you can also be, man, me and my wife do this and do this. But then from the spiritual standpoint, boom.
Yeah.
You know what? You miss that spiritual connection, which helps to keep you balanced. So if a tornado comes through, an emotional situation or anything else comes through, that's your balance. So again, that's what we're talking about. You know, it is important. I just wanted everybody to just kind of have an understanding of what I mean by success is when you are driven to succeed, but then you're not driven to succeed in those areas of spirituality and sexuality.
That is so true. And then when it comes to success, you know, in your career, in your relationship, you just want to make sure that you are communicating, you know, with your spouse, because your goals should be, you should have shared goals. So there, your spouse, you shouldn't have career goals and you're achieving stuff and you haven't communicated that with your spouse. It's like, it's a partnership. We're going to talk about these are the goals that I'm looking to achieve, whether it's in my career or my business and vice versa. So that way we can be there to support one another.
Oh yeah.
You know, and also so that we can sync our expectations, because a lot of times when you're driven, you know, with success and your career and stuff start falling by the wayside at the house, and it's like, oh well, I thought you were gonna do that. Oh, I thought you were gonna do that. So it's like, no, if we're talking and we're communicating and we're setting our career goals and our business goals, and we're talking about this together, how we're gonna be successful as a couple, then we're also gonna be talking about our shared responsibilities when it comes to the house.
Oh wow, that's good. With Dre to see that. That's good. Yeah. And then, you know, I think about, because in actuality, even in that same vein, you know, when you, like those things that Wadrina is saying, when there's balance in your success and that drive with the spirituality piece, there are things that when you have your morning meditation or your morning time to just kind of, God, you know, bless my day, that could be things that maybe comes into your spirit or comes into your knowledge. And it's like, you're like, you know what? Wow, okay. You know what I'm saying? Because God will drop certain things in your spirit because you are along with that. Yeah. And then it's like, you'll understand, you know what? My wife may need this. Mm-hmm. My children may need this.
Yeah.
You know, so that's why this managing it and balance it really helps you be more fulfilled.
Yeah.
But that was
true. That's so true. You know, because we're just talking about each one of them, you know, sexuality, spirituality, and success. Mm-hmm. We're talking about them individually and how they impact our relationship. But then we want to make sure it's balanced.
Oh, yeah. Gotta have
so,
balance.
So another thing that I always like to bring out with success, you know, for those wives who actually like may make more money than their spouse, you know, you really climbing the ladder, whether it's in your career or in your business, and you're really making more money, you're really like the breadwinner, you know, you want to really work hard to make sure that your husband still feels like he is the king, that he is, you know, don't, because a lot, many times husbands will start feeling bad because it's like, yeah, she's looking down on me. She think I'm her servant. She expected me to do all this stuff. You know, it's like you have to make sure you're constantly validating your spouse and letting him know how much you love and appreciate him, because you wouldn't be able to do it without his help. So we're a team, we're in this together. So that way, you know, we both feel validated, and I know you're supporting me, and vice versa.
Oh no, that was really good. And definitely coming, because see, that's coming from the wife's perspective. Right, so from a woman. No, that's very good. Mm-hmm. Because again, and that's why it's so important, because then you talk about, you know, if you are that woman who is making more, or seems like at one point of the marriage you are doing more, then your husband may even feel like, you know what, she doesn't even want to make love to me because now she looks down at me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So no, when you saying that, that's real good.
Yeah.
You know, and so since Wadrina said that, about the husband, I mean, the wives, I'm going to say this to the men. Mm-hmm. So then from the man, I'm going to tell you, if you are the person that's providing a lot of the financial income and doing those things, well, you never want to look at your wife like, because I'm the one that make the money and you're the one that kind of takes care of the kids. You never want to look down at her. Yeah. You never want her to feel like she's not contributing just as much as you're contributing because you're successful. So while you was out climbing the ladder mm-hmm. and achieving those things, she was taking care of the kids. Mm-hmm. She was taking care of the house. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? Although she's doing those things, you wouldn't mm-hmm. have been able to do it without her. So really, everything that you are achieving, she's also just that much a part of it. And that's, again, why we talk about balancing this yes. together, because what that spirituality piece does, it keeps you humble.
Yeah.
It's going to keep you with having grace. Mm-hmm. And then what the sexual piece does is it's going to keep your nerves from just screaming. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm, you know,
it's gonna keep you connected to your spouse.
Exactly. And not being just going off and like, what's going on? What's going on? Oh, yeah, I know what it is. You just need some good love. That's all you need.
Exactly.
And then
talking
about some, let me pray for you.
Yeah.
Now, when you get through praying for me and them kids go to sleep, you need to be my friend.
Yes, exactly. And then, you know, it's so funny. So that balance is key. And another thing you want to make sure, too, when it comes to, you know, balancing them all as far as your success, mm-hmm. that you actually are very clear with
right.
time for work, mm-hmm. time for family, and keeping it separate.
Right.
Because a lot of times, you know, I speak with women who have a difficulty doing this, you know, bringing your work home,
right.
you know,
especially being, working from home.
Right. And now working from home is really like it's work. It's mm-hmm. a challenge because, I remember I used to have to do this and I've had to work at it really hard. Just making sure I really set those boundaries and just say, no, this is my work time. This is my home time. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to respond to no emails during this time that I'm dedicating to my home time. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to make sure that your boundaries are clear mm-hmm. and that you set really clear boundaries around that. So your people that you work with know, mm-hmm. you know, not only does your spouse know, but you communicating this to your coworkers and anybody that's in that may work in your business. This time from this time, I'm with my family.
Right.
And that's it. And you really have. So that way they can respect your boundaries mm-hmm. as well. They can understand that and respect that.
And that's true, because mm-hmm. it's amazing to me how what you're saying about boundaries,
mm-hmm.
because in actuality, our kids, teachers will set boundaries that you abide by as the parent
mm-hmm.
and you provide for them. You know what I'm saying? You do all the provision for them. But if your teacher tells your child, your dad or your mom needs to give you 30 minutes of helping you do your homework, guess what?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how busy you are.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how much you got going on. If your baby girl or your son, they come to you and say, mama, my teacher said, you got to give me 30 minutes help on my homework. Yeah. And then she needs you to sign your name and say you did it.
Guess what
you're going to do? You're going to sit there and do that homework with your child.
Yeah.
But just like how you put those boundaries in place, you have to do that for your partner.
Yeah.
And then you have to do that for God.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And that's why we're talking about the balance. So when we say, oh, coach, I just can't find the time. And then when I give out one of them powerful questions, yeah, you're right, coach. Because just like what I just told you, you will find that 30 minutes in your day if your child's teacher sent that note home.
Mm-hmm.
The same way you make that time, that's what you do for the person that you love.
Mm-hmm. That's good, Coach Martinez.
Yeah, that's for real.
That's right. So we need to go take a break, but you're listening to the Coach Martinez and Wadrena Layton Show. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to continue. Well, we're going to wrap up this discussion on managing sexuality, spirituality, and success in your relationship.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you, great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, couragetobeseen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Are you ready to manifest the highest version of your life? Then let Adrian Cobb guide you on your own personal soul quest. Every year, Adrian hosts 2 7-day virtual solstice quests and a 21-day soul quest to create a quickening in your soul's evolution. During the quest, your heart unravels and you remember the depth of your love. The essence of who you are is always wanting to be fulfilled. To learn more, visit mywildmagic.com. That is mywildmagic.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton Show. And again, we've been talking about managing sexuality, spirituality, and success in your relationship. But I got to shout out Brenda McGregor. Congratulations on your promotion, Vice President here in Atlanta, Georgia. And then I got my cousin, Tony Artis, there in San Antonio, Texas, listening to us. So, man, we appreciate you, man. And thank you for everything. And Brenda, for those who don't know, as we're going to get ready to talk about the Married for Life Walk, she's definitely one of our right arms with making everything happen, what we're doing. So anyway, I just had to shout both of them out. Both of them are married, love their spouses, you know, but anyway, I just had to shout them out.
And so, you know, so yeah, like you said, we're wrapping up. We just want to make sure that you remember to balance your spirituality, sexuality, and success in your marriage, because it's key that one is not overpowering the other, that you're not so, you know, spiritual, that you're not fulfilling, you know, your spouse in sexually, and that you're not just so career that I'm all about my career, that everything else is going to the side. You want to make sure that you have a balance with all three of them.
Definitely. Vitally important.
Yep.
Vitally important.
And so, you know, as always, we got to talk about the Married for Life Walk.
Woo! Number 5. This is the 5th year.
Yes. This year is the 5th year for the Married for Life Walk, April 22nd and 23rd here in Atlanta, Georgia. And we just want to make sure that everyone, you know, is aware of the event. There's a time for couples to just come together and just be reminded to never let go of the hand you are holding. Yes. You know, we all go through challenges and issues, but if we remain committed to God and one another, we can overcome those challenges. Oh, no. And not only am I saying that because we did it, but there's so many other couples that are a testament to this. Yeah. So you can too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can do it too.
No, it's a wonder event. It's a wonderful event to come that, you know, couples that from all different backgrounds, come from different states around the country, different cities, and we all come together. And so this year we're doing something a little bit different. We're actually having a Friday evening event. And at the Friday evening event, we're going to have Wadrina and I, our vision partners and marriage ambassadors, Ronnie and Shamari DeVoe, along with some other couples, celebrity chef Jannard and Keena Wells, and other people that are going to be a part of us, just kind of talking about some relationship, giving some relationship advice, some relationship tips that we're calling couples conversation. And then we're going to still do what we normally call a love celebration, where after we have the couples conversation, then we're going to have DJ Shaquem, who's out there now with the New Edition tour, being the DJ for us with some music. So we're going to have some dancing, line dancing, couples dancing, have some little contests going on there. Then from there, from the fun, after we've learned, after we've danced, and we know, like us, 50 years old, you got to have your energy. You got to have your energy, because now we're going to have couples bowling, and we're going to have a pool tournament going on. card games going on. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, it's just going to be a great event to be at. And this is on Friday evening, so you're going to have fun. You're going to have learning. You're going to have a good time laughing. Got a comedian coming through.
Yeah.
Then Saturday morning, let's get ready for some morning inspiration.
Yes.
We can't do it without God. So our event, we can't have the Marriage for Life walk if we don't give him glory.
Yes.
If we don't give God praise, because everything that everybody has been through with COVID and mm-hmm. all of these other things, when you are still holding your spouse's hand through all the things that you've been through,
yeah.
you know what? We're finna celebrate him.
Yeah.
And so we're gonna, yeah, it's just a good event.
Yeah, so we wanna come together for the walk, you know, just to be reminded to recommit our love to one another, you know, with our activities that we do as far as our marriage declaration and mm-hmm. recommitment ceremony.
Then we're gonna have 2 mile walk.
Yeah, the balloon release, yeah. letting those things go.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the 2 mile walk.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're gonna have a comedian out there as
Again,
well.
Still
so,
some good mm-hmm, music, still
yeah,
deep.
Yeah,
it's so, just a good
yeah,
time.
Yeah, so it's just a good time to just come together, you know, with other couples just to celebrate our love for one another, mm-hmm. you know, and then being reminded of the importance of walking and holding hands together right. because it does strengthen, you know, your marital bond with one another. And we even leading up to the walk, you know, we just encourage you to just take that time, you know, as the weather, you know, right now, I don't know, because everybody in different
country.
Parts of the country, but right now we've been having like some nice weather here on these last few days. And on nice weather days, take some time to get out and just walk mm-hmm. for like 20 minutes.
Well, so you can start at like 7.
You always say 7 minutes, just holding mm-hmm. hands and just connecting, taking that time to just connect with one another, yeah. because there are many benefits to holding hands, and one of them is a great stress reliever,
right.
you know.
And so, and what we always say is when you're going to start off and you do that, just make sure the commitment is we can't talk about anything stressful.
Right.
So that means if something's going on with the kids at school, something's going on mm-hmm. with you at work, while we hold the hands, that ain't why we're finna talk about that.
Right.
We can talk about that after we get through with this piece.
Mm-hmm.
But I just be wanting you to just kind of hold hands and just think about, you know what? It's me and you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with everything that we go through, we're walking through this together. And you know, this is who I'm with. This hand that I'm holding is the hand mm-hmm. that is walking through so much in life with me.
Yes.
And so we just want to remember that, because for us, we know it's about being married for life.
Yeah.
And we understand certain things may come up, but other than that, don't let go.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Don't let go. Don't give up on each other.
And then, and that walking, you know, whether you're able to do it every day or once a week, whatever it is for you, it is going to help, you know, for you all to connect intimately that way, because, you know, we're actually talking, mm-hmm. you know, like Martez said, we're sharing, you know, about us and our love for one another and our goals and things that we want to do, you know, regarding our family. Mm-hmm. We're just talking about the good things.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so you just want to make sure that you focus that conversation on that.
Yeah.
And, you know, and take that time to hold hands, you know, because it symbolizes unity and agreement.
Yeah.
You know, it provides a sense of security, mm-hmm. you know, and safety and comfort.
Yeah.
It's like, I know you have my back. I know you're here for me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just something you want to just make sure you start implementing in your, you know, your daily life.
And so again, the Marriage for Life Walk is April 22nd through the 23rd here in Atlanta, Georgia. If you go to our website,
married4lifewalk.com,
you can click on a link there to purchase your tickets. You mm-hmm. actually can find out different things in the frequently asked questions. We do have some hotel blocks for mm-hmm. what I said.
I don't know.
Frequently.
Yeah, I don't know. I just...
So under frequently asked questions, there are some hotel blocks that we have, but we definitely would love for you all to come and join us to be a part of this movement. You know, we stand for a lot of things, and what we're standing for marriage.
Yes.
And that's something we believe in. We believe we're called to make a difference in the lives of others. So we just want you to definitely come out and join us.
And come out and stand and walk for marriage.
Yeah.
You know, because a lot of people don't value marriage these days,
yeah,
you know, the way it was back in the day. You know, it looks different for everybody, but that's what we're doing at the Married for Life Walk. We're taking a stand for marriage. We're walking for marriage. We're reminding people of the importance of coaching and counseling in your relationship, because marriage works.
Yes.
Marriage works.
Yes.
And you can overcome the challenges and have successful and fulfilling and happy marriage.
Yes.
You know, it can happen. And we want, you know, it took us years to get there, but we do this.
We had no coach.
We didn't have a coach. And that's why I was going to say we do this, because we want to help people to not take years to get there.
Yeah, please.
We want you to get there from the get-go.
Right.
We want you to be there when you get married so you can just have 50 years of bliss and just a few challenges in between, but no major stuff where you just like, oh, I'm just so, you know, it's like, yeah, we want y'all to have a good time. So come on out and join us. And remember, healthy marriages don't happen by chance. They happen by choice. So you have to be honest with yourself and be willing to be held accountable to the things that your partner may say or do without giving them back any judgment or pushback. Make a commitment to accept change without conflict. And that's how you get here. That's how you get to that place where I'm always talking about,
that's so true,
where you say you weren't always there. But this is where it starts.
Yeah.
That commitment that, no, I'm going to do this. I'm making a commitment to accept change without conflict.
Mm-hmm. And Wadrina and I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the Coach Martez and Wadrina Show. We had a wonderful time today just sharing. And of course, you know, we got to keep you laughing, keep you engaged, you know, but we definitely want you to manage that sex life, manage this spirituality life, and manage the success in your life. But again, please join us every Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern time, 2 p.m. Central, and 12 p.m. Pacific. We would love to hear from you. Be sure to connect with us on social media, and we look forward to hearing from you, reading your comments. But again, Coach Martez and Wadrina Lane here on Transformation Talk Radio. Have a wonderful evening, a great weekend, and we'll see you back here next week.
All right.
Thank you for tuning in to the Coach Martez and Wadrina Show on Transformation Talk Radio with certified professional life and marriage coach Martez Layton and licensed therapist Wadrina Layton. Understanding love, accepting truth, and changing perspective. Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton have been working with owl-bound couples to strengthen their relationships for the betterment of their lives for 20 years, and it is in their divine role in life to do so. For more information or to schedule an appointment with Coach Martez and Wadrina, go to dreambuilderscoaching.net. That is dreambuilderscoaching.net.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.